Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So as I said, Nancy Pelosi plans to transmit the articles of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Senate on Monday. She confirmed that today. And it's also confirmed, I guess, that the trial is going to begin sometimes around February 8th. And as I said, you know, the visceral part of me is like, no, should have been done already. We should have been there. And then there's the part where I kind of back up, like I said, and say, you know, maybe we do need to take a little bit of time, examine what these treasonous characters pulled on January 6th and hold Trump fully accountable. And here to share some thoughts on the impeachment and also I love this, 2AT, two days after Trump. I've got our good friend Scott Dworkin. He's the co-founder of the Democratic Coalition, also host of the fabulous Dworkin Report. Scott, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
I am good on this second day after Trump. And look, I'm hopeful that accountability will happen. I still have my fear that there's no conviction. But I got to tell you, some of the messages that I'm hearing, there's a real possibility that the Republicans could convict him.
I think that's one of the problems. The biggest problem for Trump right now is the fact that it's not over already. Because today it came out, obviously, that I think $2.7 or $3.7 million was paid by Trump's campaign to event organizers. And this is just before. So we're not even talking about day of leading up to. So I think there's going to be a lot to unpack here. And there's just going to be indisputable evidence. I figured that McConnell probably knew something that we didn't know. And that's why he was getting out in front of it. And as I see things now, I mean, it's clear we always knew that they were involved, but we didn't know how actively involved they were. My guess is that they're going to be arrested. There's going to be people that were involved from the White House that will be arrested. I mean, at this point, there's no way that they weren't involved with like almost every part of it because they wanted it to be a scene. They wanted to cause them to be riled up. You know, I think that this is going to be a really big conspiracy case. And obviously, they've already started bringing charges against them. Yeah. But there will be justice in this case for sure. And at the same time, keep in mind that Speaker Pelosi opened two special commissions in Congress. One of them has dozens of different investigations into corruption surrounding the coronavirus. And the other one is into Trump's corruption, or what they say corruption in general. And they're looking into that. So they've already been investigating him on both fronts. And now that we have subpoena power in the House, in the Senate, and then we have the White House, you're going to start seeing the truth come out. And I can just say, just from what I've learned in the past 72 hours, like, people are going to prison, period. Like, there's no doubt. I'd say hundreds, if not thousands. Absolutely. Like, it's crazy. The level of corruption is beyond even comprehension.
Well, we got space. We let those people who were convicted of minor drug offenses. If you were smelling, you're selling pot. We've got room now. We can get those folks out, bring these people in. But you know, for me, the bigger question, and this is where my mind is now focusing. My mind is focusing, and Trump incited all of this. Yes. They were clearly behind a lot of the organizing. But the bigger part for me is the fact that the commander in chief was derelict in his duties. He did not respond for several hours to any of the things that were going on. And for me, that's really the most egregious part in all of this is that while the country was under attack, it's been shown that our president was not at the wheel, not at the command, but actually, consuming it, and as the report said, gleeful that his loyalists were out there fighting for him.
Yeah, his negligence has killed hundreds of thousands of Americans already, and this is just another time where his negligence killed somebody. And I think that, and then there were others killed, obviously, as well. We have to think about this as. It's a terrorist attack, right? And I'm not comparing it to 9/11 on the scale and what happened, maybe the gravity of it. But like in regards to the Capitol building, it was a terrorist attack. So if you think about it in the lines of like, all right, so with 9/11, Bin Laden was like the architect of it. He was the one who, got it all together. He was the one who sent the messaging down. He was the one who funded it. He was the one who organized it. That was Trump. Trump was the bin Laden of this Capitol riot terrorist attack. And this is my problem with everything that people are trying to spin it away. Here's the key fact is none of this would never have happened if he had not told them to go to the Capitol and he hadn't riled them up for 4 years to do so. And you know, keep in mind, they were dragging people at a concert. They were saying, this election's stolen, not on a joking front. They were literally committing fraud in front of the American people. And so the funny thing is I have a lot of people saying unity, unity. And I understand that. And I'm saying it, too, which means unite with us. It means atone, apologize. It means make up for it. Make sure that there's accountability for people, because without justice, there is not going to be any kind of unity in regards to anything, because you're going to be an accomplice.
Exactly. So to your point, and this is where I've taken this position. I go, look, I want unity. We should be looking at this moment as you've said, the country is under attack. We were attacked. And this is like I've said a thousand times worse than Benghazi was, because this came from inside. As a country, when we're attacked, when these moments happen, we do come together. But we need to come together against the people who perpetrated it. So for me to say, I want unity with the people who are sane and rational, and we want to hold those people accountable. I don't want those people lumped in with the sane and rational of the rest of us. I want them held accountable. And there is no unity with them because those people wanted to overthrow our government.
We aren't trying to unite with traitors. We aren't trying to unite with criminals. We aren't trying to unite and then come to the middle of the road. Well, we'll cage some of the kids. No. We're going to go this route, and we would love it if you join us.
Right.
And so, that's where we're at with that.
Yeah, so here's the thing. The last 2 days, Joe Biden has come out and a flurry of executive orders that I argue are good. They're making people's lives better. We're going to get money into people's hands quicker so they can buy food. We're going to put OSHA protections into place to ensure that workers are protected. We're going to do a bunch of things, and really quickly we're going to set up testing sites and vaccination sites and National Production Act. We're going to do all of those things that should have been done almost a year ago, and we're going to do them immediately now. For me, this is a good thing. And for all those people who say, well, you were complaining when Trump was using the executive order. Yeah, because he was using things to destroy things.
Right. And I think that the power of the pen is being shown, but it shows the experience versus not the inexperience, because Donald Trump didn't actually know how to figure out how to maneuver around the government. He actually didn't have any education. He didn't want to learn. He just wanted to smash, smash, smash. And so you have Biden's diplomacy already resulting in a 94-2 vote for Secretary of Defense. I mean, after what just happened, really? Like, that's – and get a waiver signed up, and they come up with a deal as the Democrat. I mean, like, everything is coming in place with that, but there's still that tumor on the side there, and that's where the impeachment comes in. But it really – we can't move on without everything. Like, every crime needs to be punished. And I know that it takes time and an effort, but we actually don't know who's still left in our government that shouldn't be there.
Right, because here's the thing. We heard stories, and I don't know if you've got any new information on this, but there were reports that people were giving tours of the Capitol in the days before the 6th of January. I'm not going to say that there was someone who did it or not, because I don't have all the information, but there have been reports. Do you have any information that would confirm that those things actually happened?
No. If they did happen, it'll be on security tape. They'll have roll of it. There were tours per se given, as in people given access to the Capitol building that were related to them. And they easily could have been like taping something, but keep in mind, things have been closed because of COVID for a while now. But they did extend for freshman members. They did let them bring in families and some friends. So that is absolutely a possibility. I think also keep in mind, people can surveil the outside of the Capitol pretty easily. So I would say that, this was not something where they didn't plan the aspects of it. And I would just say that, they didn't need some kind of group taking a tour. They had people on the inside, reps on the inside that were actively supporting them, that were texting out the location of Speaker Pelosi. She knew what she was doing. Like, and you know, they were endangering their lives. They're trying to bring guns onto the House floor. This is all linked to this fake war that they're trying to brew because they lost. They're losers. They're sore losers, and they're jealous of leading the country in a right way where we can actually pass laws. And all it's going to do is backfire because you want to get rid of that filibuster and you want to keep acting crazy. And this is, you know, they're going to try and pull what they would say is like the anti-Biden kind of movement or whatever. That it's not a thing. It really isn't a thing because people are sick of it. People are dying. And I think it's going to be, this is all going to backfire on them. And I think you got to get off, like the ship has sunk. And so it's like, you know, do you want to get in? We're basically, we have a life raft. Like, we're like, come join us in the raft, but you have to follow the rules. Like, you can't stab a hole into the raft. Like, you can't eat all the food. You can't drink all the water. We have to share. There's got to be rules to the road. But guess who's in charge? And we got the mandate that we've been elected to have, we have to use it. Yeah. And we have to just use that same kind of no mercy, brazen attitude, and deliver for the American people as quickly as possible. And I promise you, President Biden will not stand for anybody in his way. And I promise you, he'll figure out a way through to either navigate it through deals, but there will not be a tolerate. We will not tolerate people that are in our way at this moment. We'll make sure that we push back on campaigns and legislation.
No, he has to act quickly, which is why the talk about ending the filibuster is now front and center. And mm-hmm. and look, I'm somebody who says, I think we should go back to the original rules of the filibuster. If you want to filibuster something, you take your water jug, you take your empty jug to the floor, you get your material, and you hold the floor of the Senate for as long as you want. You just keep talking, like Mr. Smith going to Washington. And then when you're done, when you have to go to the bathroom or you want a cheeseburger, it ends. We then have a vote. We then move forward. This idea of I filibuster and not knowing who it is and it completely killing things has to stop.
Yeah, there's too much secrecy. I think the important thing is to make sure that, you know, again, when it comes to the rules, we have to change the rules so they work for the American people. We can't just be like, oh, well, this rules here, so I guess we can't get you money, so starve to death in a ditch. Like, no, that's not the Democrats' attitude. That's Democrats years ago, right? Democrats now are forward thinking, and at the same time, you know, remember the resistance is moving forward. That's who got Biden elected, and yeah. He knows.
So let me ask you on that. Your thoughts on it. Do they do away with the filibuster and go to a 51 vote majority? And then do you see it possible with people like Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin in the party?
Yeah, I don't think that they'll be able to pull it off, but I do think they'll be able to pull it off, I think, with specific bills. I need to look where into, you know, I'm not a wonk and whatnot. So, but I think that you know, they can do it with some bills where they can lift it, and they won't be able to do it totally because I think that they should use every single rule that they possibly can to push everything through as hard as possible. Right now, it seems like they're trying to be open to negotiation to at least lay down, you know, Schumer and McConnell made a deal. But I really think that it's unlikely just based on the rules of what it would take to end it. But on a bill-by-bill basis, it's possible on different large bills, especially stimulus package. If we don't have the votes for that, I mean, I'm pretty sure that we'd be able to maneuver it out. But it all depends on each situation.
Right.
What we do need to do is we need to use everything in our power available right now, yesterday, and any kind of rule that we can have that's from the 1700s, you know, early 1800s, it doesn't matter. Use everything in the book to get everything we need to help the American people right now. People are dying. This isn't a game. This isn't a tweet. Not that tweets are bad or anything, but this is really real life. Right. And it's not a cartoon, and we need to stop letting Republicans act like it is.
And to your point, you know, the Republicans have been doing that for years. And they're viewed as strong and thrifty, and they're playing the game. And Democrats are always, mother may I. I've said for years, I want a Democratic Party who's going to be muscular, going to fight the good fight, going to ball up their little digits and get in there and throw a punch occasionally instead of offering to hold somebody's coat. And I'm thrilled to see Joe Biden right out of the gate. And I'll start with the first thing. When he fired Peter Robb from the National Labor Relations Board, that was me going, I love this guy.
And the dude who refused to resign. There was another guy that
That's
was
Peter
there.
Robb and his deputy.
Yeah, and his deputy who refused to resign, right? So both of them, I mean, that's the thing, is flushing out the problems with our government and making sure that's draining the swamp. That is literally draining. That's for real draining the swamp, not installing one of your allies with corporations. It's a good day for America when we actually have people representing the workers. You saw NEA, the National Education Association, and American Federation of Teachers both meet with First Lady Dr. Jill Biden at the White House, and they were talking about teachers. And I think the comment was, "Teachers, our time is now." Very inspirational when she said it. And I think that it really shows the difference between the humanity. I mean, literally, Dr. Biden did more in the first 24 hours for teachers than the entire Trump administration did over the course of 4 years. And I'm serious. She's done more to benefit them in 24 hours than they did in 4 years.
To highlight your point, she did something for them, not to them. The last 4 years, it's been doing things to teachers. This is that first moment where we're actually doing things for teachers. And I'm right there with you. We absolutely need it. But here's the thing, we still have this pandemic to go through. We still got a lot of things to get through. Real quick, where do you see this, these next couple of days going with the administration?
I think it's going to be some tough times because we're going to see some scandals come out from the previous administration. But I think you're going to see clarity because they're going to be completely honest about it. It's not really on them. So I think you're going to see like pretty clear things come out. At the same time, you're going to see other things leveled out. For example, things related to the Khashoggi assassination, things related to Navalny's poisoning, things related to the Russian bounties. I mean, these are things he's confronting immediately. So I would say that everything is going to feel like it's more on track. But this is when reality sinks in, because we see that there's actually something that's killed 430,000 Americans. And this is going to be our wake up call and our reckoning.
Yep. Good stuff.
Up to it, you know? Yeah,
absolutely. Scott, I appreciate the time as always. Good stuff, my friend.
Thank you.
Quick break. Right back after this. Stick around.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.